Yeah, it is time, folks. Time for episode number 4, the long-awaited one. So let's not wait any longer. Let's get this shit cranked up. Yes, I know. I got two things. It's always something I have to start things off by, I guess, giving my excuses. First off, long intro there. And yes, I'm always using like techno type music or something like that. But if you knew me in person, you would know that I am a hardcore into rock, metal, all that stuff. I don't listen to that in my vehicle or listen to that just sitting around. But I've kind of discovered by watching YouTube forever and listening to podcasts and stuff, the techno shit always seems to sound cool, or it looks cool, like when you're watching certain videos and they got that type of music in there playing. I don't know. It's just something I've always done. I guess it's something I'll continue to do. But anyway, and two, yes, I know it's been a little while since I've gotten a podcast put up. I'm not going to lie, folks. I just haven't been in the state of mind to do one. And when you sit down and do these things, you've really got to be ready to give yourself to this for at least an hour and talk about something that's pretty interesting. And yes, I know, I don't want to really sit here and do another talk about vaping. As much as I love vaping, and vaping is a part of my life, man, I just kept telling myself these podcasts can't be about vaping. But at the end of the day, that's who I am. That's what I do. And that's a big part of my life. So we probably are going to sit here and talk about it. Because I tell you what, there's a whole lot of stuff going on out there in the world right now dealing with vaping. And I guess one of the biggest ones right now, the infamous mail ban. I've heard a lot of people speak about this. I've heard a lot of information given out. And at the end of the day, it's kind of like it's always been, at least in this community. There's so many people that have so many different avenues of information on all this stuff, and it just never seems to pan out that everybody gets the same information. It's always, hey, I heard this, hey, I know that, and it's just a constant barrage of information, and people get fed up, they start going crazy. And they're like, man, I don't know what to believe. I don't know who to listen to. I don't know who's got the correct information and who doesn't. It's just, it's always worked like that in this community. And I'm certain it's like that in other communities too, but this is the one I belong to. And this is what I've seen go on. So anyway, we've got something big on our plate right now. Folks don't know if they're going to be able to get their stuff in the mail anymore. And it's been pretty much clear cut through a lot of parcel places stating, hey, after this certain date. And again, even the dates are choppy here. You would think we would have the most clear cut and simple access to know exact dates. And even at that, I could probably ask 10 different people and I'm going to get 10 different dates on when this mail ban is officially gone into effect. Some places I know are already have this enforced, like FedEx. They're not dealing with this anymore. I think UPS, if they haven't done it already, it's fixing to happen with them. and we're all hearing, and it's not even we're hearing, we know USPS is shutting it down too. And again, dates are choppy. I'm hearing it's all over in April at different points in time. So just don't know exactly when. But there's a lot of stuff going on here, folks. I mean, a whole lot of stuff. I did a little Facebook Live last night, kind of speaking my mind on some of this. And I really wanted to go live on YouTube and just kind of give my two cents about all this. But I'm trying my best to kind of keep my mouth shut on things. Because the more I talk about this stuff, of course, the worse off I get in my head. I get pissed off talking about it. A lot of it doesn't make any damn sense. But then on the other side of the coin, it makes perfect sense to some. Now, I guess this is where I stand with all this stuff and what my idea and beliefs are with this. Of course, again, I always going to have to repeat myself to say that these are my opinions. My opinion probably don't mean jack shit to a lot of other people, but we live in the U.S. You can at least give your opinions. At least right now. I don't know. They might even take that away from us pretty soon. But anyway, people wonder why all this stuff is going on. And at the end of the day, again, in my opinion, my best answer to this is we are dealing with a community, the vaping community. These are products that are not regulated. And the government wants their cut. It's all about the politics and regulations of things. Something that hasn't been implemented into the vaping world, really. There are certain things going on behind the scenes. There are things that have been pushed. There are states that are no longer allowed to do this, do that with vaping. You know, it's like a cancer. It's kind of slowly eating away from things. But at the end of the day, folks always have their ideas and opinions, and I respect everybody's thoughts. But at the end of the day, you could have the top people come talk to me that feel like they know it all. And I'm still going to hold true to what I believe about all this. It's all about the government and regulations, all this stuff right here. I mean, to me, it seems pretty simple. The government is not getting their cut out of this. And it's time for them to get their money. Or it's time for vaping to get the hell out of here. And at the end of the day, you got to live by the government, don't you? The country's not so free after all, is it? Many of people want to come to this country to live. Man, this country's turning into the places that folks are running from to get to here. We're turning into it. It's sad. It's real sad what's going on with our community. I've been involved in this for a pretty good while. I no longer smoke. I smoked for many years. And it's just something I never thought I would be able to quit. And you can talk to millions of other people, and they feel the same way about it. Now, I was talking last night on my little Facebook Live thing. And for people that are kind of maybe new and just hearing me on a podcast here, Here's the people that I have tried to reach out to or that I hope that I've reached out to. I spoke about this for a decent little while last night, but I think I've always stuck to my guns with this one. I want to help the long-term smokers out. Not to say that I'm, you know, disregarding new smokers, but I feel like my goal is to help the long-term smokers out. I'm talking about folks that have been smoking 20, 30, 40, 50 years now. People that are hooked to this shit and just can't get away from it, because I know what that feeling was. Again, I did this for almost 30 years. I know what the addiction is like. It's like a bad drug. I mean, a real bad drug. And I've never been a drug addict. Never been an alcoholic. Never really been addicted to anything other than cigarettes. So I know that addiction right there. And I know how hard it was to quit. I tried different things. I even tried cold turkey a few times, and that was always funny because I think the longest I ever lasted cold turkey, man, that was a long time ago too. I think maybe it had to be a week or less. And in that week or less, I was the most miserable person in the world. You didn't want to be around me because I was rude. My temper was very short. I was having withdrawals from nicotine. But I tried to fight it, thinking, man, you know what? You're a younger, stronger man. You can beat this. You can quit cold turkey and walk away from it and be done. Cigarettes made a liar out of me many a times because I never lasted. But then the electronic cigarette hit the market. Now, I wasn't one of the first, but I got into this very early and tried it out. It worked a little bit. And to make a long story short, I gave it a shot. I tried it for a few months. I dual used for a while. I thought I was about to beat it. And I didn't. I had that calling in my mind again. So I'm back to smoking. Smoked for a few more years. And then I started to feel something. Had a minor bit of a chest pain going on. It wasn't like a heart attack or something like that. It was just every once in a while I would breathe and just get this kind of like little sharp pain about things. And it was like, this is not good. And this is not really going away. It's staying with me. It started to put a little scare into me. And even with that going on right there, I still kept smoking. I didn't lighten up. I didn't do shit. But time, you know, obviously kept progressing and progressing. And it's like, I've got to do something here. So one of the weirdest things happened. I used to work nights. So, of course, my lunchtime was at a weird time. And at the particular place I worked at, which I still do, people would go outside. There was a little cubby hole. I mean, a lot of places have them. Had to keep you a certain distance away from the doors. But there was always that little smoke hole everybody would go to. And everybody's out there just puffing away, trying to get their nicotine fix. So, it's late at night. Guy out there I knew from work. Everybody's out there smoking in the hole. This gentleman's got a vape pen going on. Nothing exciting, nothing crazy looking, but he's out there vaping. And I'm kind of looking at him, and we get to talking, and I'm like, how's that working for you? Is it fixing you? Is it giving you that fix you need? He's like, man, so far, this is the trick right here. I asked him where he got it. He told me. Told me the particular shop he went to. And I'm like, you know what? The shop's fairly close to me. I'm going to go in there and take a look. The day I pulled up in that parking lot, I mean, me pulling into the parking lot, I was smoking a cigarette. I smoked that last cigarette and threw it down on the ground when I got out of my vehicle, not knowing that that was going to be my last cigarette I ever smoked. I had no idea that that was going to be it. I really didn't. I'm kind of glad I didn't, though, because, you know, when some people make a big ordeal like, oh, hey, this is the last cigarette I'm going to smoke, or, hey, you know, I'm going on a diet, this is the last cheeseburger I'm going to eat. You make a big deal about it, and then it's kind of like it messes with your mind. And I think people know what I'm talking about. So me just throwing that cigarette on the ground, I fully expected I would still keep probably smoking. And this was going to be another thing like dual using and maybe trying to get off of this again. I stepped into that shop, told him what I smoked, how long I've been smoking for, basically gave my life history. Guy said, okay, why don't you start off with this right here? Gave me a little starter kit. And I was like anybody else. I'm like, hey, whatever juice you give me, it's got to taste like a cigarette. I don't want no pineapple upside down cream cake. I don't want no strawberry banana float. I don't want any crazy ass shit that you've got up on that wall with all these fruity, desserty flavors. I don't want any of that shit. I want my shit taste just like a cigarette. And the guy looked at me and he says, no, you don't. And I looked at him and kind of got this little bit of a mean look to my face. And I'm thinking, dude, I'm the customer. I know what I want. But he held his ground. He wasn't intimidated that I was getting, maybe I guess you could say, a little feisty there. He said, look, he said, sir, let me do this for you. He said, please just try my way here. Try this right here. See what you think about it. And if you leave out of this store, and this is something that you just don't enjoy and you want to come back, we do have one that's, I forget what the name of it was, but it was supposed to be like comparable to a Marlboro Light or a Marlboro Red. Hell, I don't even remember what it was, but it was supposed to be a tobacco flavored one. And I'm sitting here thinking in my mind, it's got to taste like a cigarette. My mind is programmed for cigarette taste. But the gentleman said, you know what? He says, I got the perfect flavor for you. And he says, I've turned a lot of people on to this. Give it a shot. I said, well, what's the flavor? He said, I'm going to give you a coffee flavored one. He says, you do like coffee, don't you? I'm looking at him like, am I from Mars, dude? Of course I love coffee. Who doesn't like coffee? He said, well, you'll definitely enjoy it. And this right here. I said, okay, hook me up, put all this shit in the bag. Let me get out of here. They showed me how to fill everything. I think they actually did. If I remember correctly, they filled everything. They did everything. I was the biggest noob in there, and it's kind of funny to think about it now, but hey, we all start somewhere. Well, this dude's fixing everything up, and I walk out the store, and, you know, I get in the truck. I believe they even had to charge the battery or give me just a little bit of charge on the device before I left because it didn't have anything on it yet. I get in the truck, start getting down the road, start puffing on this thing a little bit, and I'm kind of like, eh, not bad, not bad. still kind of thinking, you know, maybe a cigarette flavored one would taste better, but I'm like, hey, you know what? I can live with this. I go home. It's a day I've got to work, but again, I work nights, so my daytimes are pretty much free. Get home, vape some more, leave out for work, vape on the way to work. I vape through breaks, lunch, all that good stuff. And it kind of hit me towards the end of the night. I'm like, man, I have not smoked a cigarette since I pulled up on that parking lot of that vape shop today. I'm here, what, pushing almost 12 hours without a cigarette? And what was even funny was it's kind of like I'd almost forgot about cigarettes already. So, night progresses. I go home. I'm still sitting here vaping, you know, filling this little pro tank up that I got, you know, just thinking, woo, I got it going on here. Day two rolls around. Still rolling along. And then there's a point in the day, and I can't remember it day for day, exactly hour for hour, but I can remember it was kind of like, whoa, I had a little, you know, had it sneaking up on me a little bit, like, kind of wanting a cigarette. I'm feeling it. Even though I've been sitting here vaping and on top of that, using 24 milligram nicotine. I mean, back that day, at that point in time, 24 Nick just seemed like it was strong as hell, at least compared to a Marlboro Light me smoking on. But the temptation would rise, and I'd have to put myself in a spot, shake it off somewhat, forget about it, maybe suck on that vape pen a little bit harder. Days turned into weeks. Weeks turned into months. And obviously months turned into years. And here it is. Almost a few months shy of being 8 years of doing this. If you just said this 8 years ago, we would have fought. Because I would have told you you're the biggest liar that I would have quit smoking. I figured I was going into the ground because of cigarettes. Now I say all this, watch something sneak up on me now. But anyway, I proved myself wrong. I got off of them. Now I've had some people that do neither kind of look at me to say, hey, well, all you've done is just given up one bad habit for another. And then of course, here I am all puffed up. Puffed out chest, just pissed off going, no, you don't understand. Smoking will kill you. Vaping is much safer. Now I'm not going to sit here and break all this down. People that vape and been in this community long enough, you know, the statistics to things. So I gave up something that 100% know that I know can kill me. It's a proven fact. Cancer will eat you up. If you're a smoker, we know it. But we don't know what long-term effects are for vaping. I know how I feel, though, and that's what I try to tell people. When I was a smoker, I know how I felt. I know how my body felt. Now that I've been vaping, I feel completely opposite. The only unhealthy thing about me right now is that I'm overweight. And that's another thing I need to tackle. But believe me, and there's millions of others that can testify to this. If you were a long-term smoker compared to doing vaping for a while, you know the difference your body feels. You know it. man, sense of taste comes back. Sense of smell comes back. You know, you gain those things that you lost as a being a long-term smoker. You get it back. It was nice to be able to taste certain things that I had just become numb to. I mean, it's kind of like when you're a long-term smoker and you smoke a lot, everything almost tastes the same. And what you don't realize what you're smelling an ashtray 24/7. So even though you detect different smells, at the end of the day, it's just like really all you're smelling and breathing all day. You're just, you've got that smoker's fucking scent to you. So I'm so glad to be done with that shit. But here we are. It's 2021. And the government doesn't give a shit about us. People that vape, they don't give two shits. It's sad. It really is sad. But this mail ban, yeah, it's on the table. It's happening. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are going, you know what? This is the thing. These are the statements I'm about to make. This is what can piss folks off potentially. That word hope. I used to be one of them. I used to be that person that, you know, there's hope that this shit will turn around and something good's going to happen. I've lost hope with things, though. Now, let me tell you what I mean by losing hope here. I've seen folks comment and saying, hey, you know, we sit here, if it, you know, what if we contact USPS or some other agency to say, hey, I'm a vapor. It's saving my life. Please don't push this mail ban. Please don't do it. That's where a lot of people hope. People hope that, you know, well, there's somebody sitting around actually reading this stuff. And they're like, you know what? We should give these folks a try. We should help them out to say, you know what? And look at that. There goes my local motorcycle running by here. I don't know if y'all heard that or not, but you know, there's nobody sitting there reading this shit thinking, hey, we're going to give these folks a second try. We're going to lift these bans and we're going to help these people out because we care about them. This shit's in place. This shit is happening. It's not getting reversed. You can fight me on it and say, oh, that's bullshit. It ain't done until it's over. Yada, yada. I'm telling you, mark my words. The ban's going into effect. They're not going to change it. Now, not all hope is gone. Not all. We're still not going to forget about brick and mortars. Where most long-term veteran vapers have started was at a brick and mortar. There was a few online vendors when I got started. There was a couple of big ones. But over the course of years that I've been vaping, there's been a lot more to come along. It's good business. It's big business. But a lot of those places are about to lose their business. Some have already closed shop long ago. Some have closed up shop here just recently. And there's a lot more that's getting ready to put the close sign up forever. So most people are going to go back to brick and mortars if they have that option. And the people that are out there that don't have a brick and mortar, you don't have any type of system that you know somebody that could possibly sneak ship you some stuff or whatever the case might be. It's going to hurt. It is going to hurt. Now, believe me, I haven't read in full all the details of, you know, what companies are trying to do to get past this, or, you know, what things they got to do, looking for the loopholes. Now, don't get me wrong about this, because obviously I love vaping. I'm into it. Any loophole you can find, I say use it. Whatever the means, use it. But if we're doing things illegally to get product to people, if there is a legal activity going on, it's not good. It is not good at all. And again, there's two types of people that are about to miss out. First off, well, let me back up and say this. Really, the biggest people that are going to lose out on this are the people that rely on online business. The online retailers. There are some people that is the only way they can obtain juice, device, anything vape-wise. They have to get it online. They simply just don't live anywhere close to a brick and mortar. They might not have means of transportation if they had to go somewhere to try to get it because it's so far out. They might just be people that really don't know other people at all in order to get help to get shit from somewhere else. You might think it's just like one or two people like that out there, but it's more than that. There's a whole lot of people that are about to be in a bad spot. On top of that, there's people out there on limited incomes right now that can't afford to do these bulk purchases to stock up on stuff. So I hate it for those people right there. I honestly do. You know, we're always about sweeping problems under the rug and like, when it happens, it happens. We'll deal with it when it gets here and yada, yada. But it's at our back door right now. It's just about to knock and say, we're here. Now, I've heard a lot of people say, well, you know, it's the new smokers that are going to miss out on this. I disagree with that right there. I think most new smokers out there that are looking to get away from cigarettes and start vaping, most of those people still rely on going to a brick and mortar. I know I did. I know many of people I've talked to vaping, that's how they got started. That's how it was the best way for them to get started. And I fully agree that is a great way to get started. Because at the end of the day, if you've never vaped at all, you've been a hardcore smoker, you're looking to get away from it, you want to start vaping, looking at YouTube videos and reviewers and yada, 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 or just looking at product in basic on the internet, it's not going to do much for you being a newbie. You really got to hope and trust you can go into a brick and mortar, find somebody in there that's qualified to give you that information about what they feel like you should get started off to help you out. That being, if you're some hardcore smoker smoking 3-4 packs a day, or if you're just the occasional social smoker that you still feel like vaping would help you get away from that, or you would just prefer to get in the vaping scene and get away from the social smoking. Hopefully there's a shop owner in there that is qualified to help you out. Now, I've been in some shops before, and I've seen some people in there like, you have no business working in here. You don't know jack shit about this. I'm not an employee here, and I guarantee I can get behind that counter and sell more than you because I have way more knowledge than you have that you'll ever have. But another thing I understand about brick and mortars too, they do employ, basically, from what I've seen, a good bit of, not all of them, but a good bit of them. You see people that are just barely old enough to work to actually be in one. They might vape just a hair. They might sit there and just do a few little vape tricks because they think it's cool. And beyond that, they really don't do anything. A lot of those kids are in there just working, just trying to make a few extra bucks. That's basically all it is. So hopefully for the new folks out there that are walking into shops, you can find somebody qualified that really will help you out. That means you go in there, you make one strategic purchase and not go in there and buy some bullshit that when you walk out the door, you're like, what the hell did I just get? This sucks. And a day later, you're in there buying something else because you don't like that. Again, I was lucky when I made my first purchase at a shop. I'll tell you what I did with the device I bought. I used it and realized, you know what? I'm using this thing so much. I need a second one. I need to purchase another one. So when I'm running the battery down on this one, I can jump into the next one. And I was concerned about that. I didn't know about what kind of battery life I was going to get off these little stick devices. You know, I wasn't sitting here when the guys tell me, oh, well, you know, that particular battery's got like 960 milliamp in it. It'll last you most of the day or whatever the case might be. I was going through those pins like crazy. And I probably looked pretty crazy if you'd look in my vehicle. I had USB chargers all over the place with batteries at the end of them. Because when I needed it, I was going to have it. I wasn't waiting on something to get charged up. It's just funny to think back of where we got started, especially if you've been in this game for a long time. But again, we're sitting here in 2021. And this could potentially be the year that destroys this industry, not completely, but pretty drastically. Now, I don't want to just get hardcore talking about all these ideas people have and what they want to do and what these vendors want to do and yada this and yada that. Because I can get real worked up, like I say, and without having the actual information in front of me with the correct information, not a he said, she said thing, I'm not going to get fired up yet. I do have my ideas about some of this stuff. And I have seen a few people touch on already, and I'm kind of like, ah. See, now you're thinking of the bigger picture. You're not just being, you don't have tunnel vision looking at one thing. You're looking at the whole picture here. But there's not many people out there that are doing that. They got their eyes on the prize, but they ain't looking at the whole setup. And there's a lot more than just that prize waiting there for everything to work. Now you might be, well, what the hell is he talking about? Well, I'll explain all of this when we have full concrete information. Because again, I will just be speculating on things that we don't have definite answers on. So when I have a definite answer, I can better tell you of what my thinking is on a lot of this stuff. Too many times we've gotten partial information, ran with it, gotten pissed off, talked about it, damn near start a riot over something that didn't need that kind of attention. So, but I still stick behind with one thing that I've been saying for a good while now. If you're somebody listening to this podcast, if you are somebody that lives out in the sticks, you don't have means to be able to get to a vape shop, and you've had everything that you've used hit your mailbox, I would suggest find these sales. Do what you got to do. Get loaded down on some stuff. Don't get caught with your pants down. Don't do it. It's better to be stocked up and have you a good couple of months just in case something happens to where you're stuck without it right now and you're waiting and you're kind of like, oh crap, what am I going to do here? It's going to be a serious situation for some folks out there. Because the one thing I'd really hate to see some people do, the people that, I mean, and let's get real, I'm not talking about people that are making up stories. I'm talking about real people out there that are vaping, that if they can't get a hold of their products, but they got a store right around the corner with a shelf full of cigarettes, that they're not going to go back to smoking. That's the real situation right there. And it's going to happen. It's probably already been happening because we've already had states that basically have just banned everything. And some folks just don't have any other option. And they're just so hooked on nicotine itself. They're just like, well, you know what? I'm going back to cigarettes. Now, I'm kind of at a point in my life, over the 8 years of me vaping, I've been sick a few times, been, you know, like pretty moderately sick. I've gone for a few weeks without vaping at all. And almost to that point to where I'm like, you know what? Would this not be some shit if I just kind of put a little bit more willpower into this and just quit vaping, quit doing all this stuff? I would have come full circle and been done with it all. But at the end of the day, I don't want to quit vaping. I enjoy it. But don't get me wrong. Not to say that it's been every time, but I have been sick before, gone a few days without vaping. Because when I used to get just regular sick and I was smoking cigarettes, especially like a cold or something, I was one of those, you wouldn't catch me outside smoking. Now, I take that back. Years and years ago when I was a way younger man, now I could be like dead sick. I'd still step outside and smoke a cigarette like a big dummy. But as I got older and a little wiser, I realized, you know what? You're not really wanting one because you're just so damn sick right now. Just keep your ass in that bed and get better. And you can smoke all the cigarettes you want afterwards. That's the logic I had to keep. But there's going to be a lot of folks. A lot of folks that go back to smoking cigarettes because they need that nicotine. And all I know who to blame right now is the greedy-ass government. It always boils down to the government and the greed. Y'all need to think of this stuff, too. You got politicians that have been pushing to do away with vaping. It's real easy to be in that mindset too, especially if you're somebody, let's just say you are some politician or whatever. You're one of those that never smoked, never did anything. You don't care about the addiction. It's not your problem. You're not concerned with it. And yeah, if we need to shut it down, shut the shit down. That's the folks that I don't give two shits about. They don't understand the problem there. But this is coming. We're looking at what? A month now? And a lot more things should be a bit more clear to see opposed to the way they are at the moment. So again, there's a lot of he say, she say, I know this, I know that, I know the dates to this, I know the dates to that. I'm not listening to anybody, not anybody, and not until I see it down in actual writing, when we have a actual legit some type of paperwork from all these places. I ain't talking about where folks have been posting letters that they've gotten from particular couriers or all anything like that. When we know we're seeing legit stuff and they've got actual dates down. See, this is what I love about a podcast too, because even making a statement like that, if I made this on YouTube in a video, I'd have 1,000 people commenting going, oh, the date is this. Oh, the date is that. Oh, you didn't check. The date is this. You can't leave a comment on here, which for once, I kind of enjoy that aspect. But it's coming. It is. It's at the back door, like I said, getting ready to knock. It's coming in. So be prepared. I've made this podcast something I wouldn't normally do. I don't guess I don't know. I had to have one where I felt like speaking my mind, and I'll be honest with you. I really had a lot more to say on this one about this particular situation that's going on. But I'm trying so hard right now to bite my tongue, not say some things. I don't want to be a part of the problem right now. But when I get some more answers on some stuff, I could be. I don't really know what else is going on. Nothing's really more worthy of talking about right now than the present situation we're in. Is that enough? It is. It's definitely enough right now just to make you go, son of a bitch. We've got a lot on our plate. A whole lot. Another thing you're going to start hearing here probably within the next few weeks. A prediction of mine. you're going to start seeing other shops showing up in your Facebook groups or your Instagrams or wherever the hell you're going to see them at. They're going to be closing shop up. They are going to be closing shop, and it's going to be a sad day to see it. And let me just say this before we end this podcast. If you are a shop owner and you've had a long established business, got a good clientele of customers coming in, don't start doing like what other communities have done. Especially like the gun communities or knife communities. Just because y'all are going to be pretty much the sole providers for everybody, don't start price gouging. Please don't do that. There's people out there that are relying on you. A lot of people have been relying on you. It's the reason why you're still in business. But when a lot of these online places have to close their doors, don't start price gouging. Don't do it. You're not helping anybody out. You're probably making good money off of this anyway. I mean, don't get greedy. I mean, you're probably going to have an influx of business anyway because people that... Again, you don't know everybody's situation. Some people might live close to a vape shop, but they rely more on online business just for the simple fact that it's easier for them. But now they've somehow have to make their way to a shop because they can no longer purchase online. And they're going to start relying on you. You can't treat them like, hey, you know what? If you've been coming to me the whole time, you know, we'd been good, me and you. But you're somebody that have been using an online retailer and you're not giving me your money. So, again, if you're a shop owner, be fair to people. You don't know everybody's situation. And just don't price gouge stuff. You're going to get plenty of business. You apparently have been getting plenty of business. I mean, don't get greedy. I've seen too many situations where people get greedy. And that greedy will bite you in the ass. And typically when it bites you in the ass, it's too late to change things around. So take that for what it's worth. Well, that's all I got today, folks. I hope you enjoyed this long-awaited episode 4. Maybe I'll get episode 5 out a whole lot quicker. Who knows? Who knows? Anyway, I'm glad for the folks out there listening. I hope you enjoyed this one as you're driving down the road or maybe you're just out walking around vaping and you got your headphones on, you got your little Bluetooth device on. That voice sounded nice and crisp on there, I guess. I don't know. But thank you for y'all's support as always. And I'm going to get out of here. So till the next time, peace out. See, this is what I need to do. I need to get me like some outro music because I've worked on my little intro game now. Now I got to do my outro game. I don't know. Maybe I'll throw one in here after all. Who knows? I guess you just have to sit around here and listen. I'm out of here, folks. Y'all have a good one.